There are times when I wish I had my old car back. I don't mean one from a few years ago. I mean my original first car. It was a 1986. I think 86, 87. Ford Fiesta 1.0 Sport. Little blue, two-tone blue with black stripes and a black, thick black S at the back. Two-door hatchback. Nippy little car. Petrol. Four spark plugs. Timing. Cam. Which all could be adjusted and fixed by picking the engine out and putting the engine back in. Everything was accessible. And you were able to fix it yourself at a fraction of the cost of the garages. There are times I wish I was back in that car. Today is one of those times. My wife's car is a 307 from 2004. It's a 1.6 injection. The engine looks like a square block with a plastic cover over the top. Nothing is accessible, everything has to be done at a garage. I have a vibration on the clutch pedal which, back in the day, as in 1990, when I originally passed my driving test, I would tweak a couple of nuts and that would adjust a cable which would adjust the pedal. And that would get me another 4,000 miles out of my clutch pedal. To change my clutch pedal, I'd remove one engine mount. The engine would go lopsided. I'd drop the clutch off, take the plate off and the kit, put it back together again, and it'd be a morning's work. Now, I have to leave it with the garage. It's going to cost me about £250 to £300 plus VAT for the clutch kit, and it's going to be 6 hours labour, looking at around £600 just to get it done. And that might not actually be the cure, because my car runs on hydraulics for changing the clutch. Why can't things just go back to how they were and have little cables that pull and get adjusted, and then you can change them if they snap for about a tenner?